Today marks the International Day of Women. On the occasion, the bishops of Africa have spoken out against the Maputo Protocol on Women's Rights, which was adopted by the African Union in 2003 because it defines abortion as a human right. Proponents of the Maputo Protocol argue that the document is a method of combating female genital mutilation in Africa. But the director of International Coordination of Human Life International, Joseph Meany, told us that the protocol serves as a Trojan horse for a radical agenda.
The document has been presented as a women's rights document. And the chief selling point has been one provision in the document against female genital mutilation. And the rest of the document essentially has a radical feminist attitude towards women's rights. So it puts a priority on sexual and reproductive rights, mainly abortion, contraception, but it also goes into a whole kind of anthropology of pitting women against men, of mentioning stereotypes and other ideas that essentially come from a Western feminist perspective. What we think should really be done is if a country is going to ratify this document, they should put reservations against all the negative aspects. And so specifically Article 14, which calls for sexual and reproductive rights, there's essentially nothing good in there. Also, the different documents that have a vision against men and women's cooperation together, but rather talks about competition, that should probably be reserved as well. The only thing that really is good in the 21 pages is the one paragraph that talks about female genital mutilation.